Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Shaily Limited Q3 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Elara Securities Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gaurang Sakare from Elara Securities Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir. Gaurang, sir?
Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Sorry. Thank you, moderator. Good evening, everyone. We welcome all the participants to the Shaily Limited Q3 FY24 earnings call hosted by Elara Securities. Today, we have with us senior management representatives from Shaily. We will start with performance highlights from Mr. Amit Pathak, CFO, and Mr. Deepak Anandhakrishnan, Global Chief Business Officer. After that, we will open the floor for Q&A for all participants. I will now hand over to Mr. Amit Pathak, CFO, for important disclaimers regarding any forward-looking statements that may be made in today's call and financial performance for Q3 FY24. Over to you, Mr. Amit.
Thanks, Gaurang. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm pleased to welcome you all to Shaily Limited third quarter FY 2024 earnings call. Firstly, we at Shaily would like to recognize Dr. Vikram Shah, Founder, Chairman, and Managing Director of Shaily Limited, who has been awarded with very prestigious Healthcare Entrepreneur of the Year by Hurun UK in January 2024 for his extraordinary commitment and incredible work in the field of healthcare. This is, again, back-to-back, well-deserved recognition for Dr. Shah and Shaily Hospital for the tireless work that he and the entire team does every minute, every hour, and every day towards treating every patient with a smile. This, indeed, is a stupendous achievement that will everyone associated with Shaily be humbled with huge pride and gratitude. Our earnings presentation is uploaded on the stock exchange website and our company website, shaily.org. We do hope that you have already had the opportunity to go through the presentation. Please note that some of the statements made in today's call may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risk and uncertainty. Kindly refer to slide number 44 of the investor presentation for a detailed disclaimer. Now, I will walk you through the financial performance of your company for the third quarter FY 2024. Consolidated revenue of 221 crore rupees in Q3 FY24 versus 207 crore in Q3 FY23 grew by 6.8% YOY basis. EBITDA of 47 crore in Q3 FY24 versus 38 crore in Q3 FY23 with margin of 21.2% and in Q3 FY24 versus 18.4% in Q3 FY23 and grew by 23.3%. PBT of 31 crore in Q3 FY24 versus rupees 24 crore in Q3 FY23 with margin of 14% in Q3 FY24 versus 11.4% in Q3 FY23 grew by 31% YOY basis. PAT of 19 crore in Q3 FY24 versus 15 crore in Q3 FY23 with margin of 8.6% in Q3 FY24 versus 7.4% in Q3 FY23 grew by 25% YOY basis. The group continued to maintain very strong balance sheet with a low gearing ratio of 0.14x and closed the year with a net cash balance of 61 crore at group level. Now, let me go through the standalone performance of the hospital business. Standalone revenue of 200 crore in quarter 3 FY24 versus 180 crore in quarter 3 FY23 grew by 11.5% YOY basis. EBITDA of 48 crore in Q3 FY24 versus 39 crore in Q3 FY23 with a margin of 24.2% in Q3 FY24 and 21.5% in Q3 FY23, and it has been grown by 25.5% on YOY basis. PAT of PBT of 38.5 crores in Q3 FY24 versus 28.6 crores in Q3 FY23 with a margin of 19.2% in Q3 FY24 versus 15.9% in Q3 FY23 grew by 34.6% on YOY basis, and PAT of 24.7 crores in Q3 FY24 versus 19.2 crores in Q3 FY23 with a margin of 12.3% in Q3 FY24 versus 10.7% in Q3 FY23 grew by 28.7% YOY basis. Now at a standalone basis, again we continue to maintain a very strong balance sheet with a low gearing ratio of 0.02x and close the quarter with a net cash balance of 177 crore. With the operational leverage kicked in and growing with asset-light approach, our standalone ROC is improved to 20% in Q3 FY24 on annualized basis. On the operational side, we have performed around 6,473 76 surgeries in Q3 FY24. ARPOB and ALOS has also shown the excellent improvement at 37,342 and 3.7 respectively in Q3 FY24. Versus 36,291 and 3.7 in the same period of the previous year. The number of occupied beds increased by over 9% on YOY basis. Hence, the occupancy level has reached to 47% in Q3 FY24 versus 43% in Q3 FY23. The payer mix has been similar with the proportion of higher self-pay and insurance patient in the third quarter of this year as compared to similar quarter of the last year. At Shalby, our undivided focus has been demonstrated our clinical excellence through successful execution of many diverse critical surgeries in several of our hospital units. A few of them that I would like to mention here are successfully operated. First liver transplant at Indore Shalby. BLTKR was done to a patient with 8-month-old fracture due to arthritis for a complete floor at Indore. High-risk heat-favored treatment to 30-year-old female patient suffering from arthritis and Stanford type B dysfunction for the more than a year in the Shalby Naroda. We have also performed the live surgical workshop organized by OLEP, a new technique for complicated spine injury cases at Shalby Jaipur. We also take pride in sharing that we have successfully completed 31 transplants, 18 kidney and 10 livers during the quarter, and overall 275 plus kidney and liver transplant at our SGN Indore unit till this quarter. We are also running the 20 active clinical trials across all hospitals. We have also received ethics committee approval for 6 new trials during Q3 FY24, including 2 phase 1 oncology trials which are very first trial in India on human for oncology drug study. Revenue from our international business remained at 1.7 crore in Q3 FY24. I am happy to mention that Shalby has grown its international presence in other new geographies like UAE, Oman, Bangladesh and Nepal through foreign partnerships to conduct regular OPD and healthcare camps, and have planned to conduct surgeries in these locations. We are very hopeful that these strategic locations will help us to increase our international hospital revenue significantly very soon. As a part of our social commitment, we continue to spread awareness about the importance of health and well-being through various social media platforms and created 70 plus healthcare videos. We also conducted more than 315 plus healthcare camps and 95 plus healthcare talks across all our units during the last quarter as a part of various community outreach programs. Shalby also takes pride in nurturing young talent through our Shalby Academic vertical, with 1,321 plus students registered in various healthcare programs during the current year. We would like to inform that Shalby Academy has signed a memorandum of understanding with Kaushalya, the Skill University of the Government of Gujarat, at Vibrant Gujarat Global Summit 2024 very recently, in the presence of Union Minister Mr. Pradhan and other dignitaries. The memorandum of understanding signifies our commitment to collaboratively organize diverse healthcare skill enhancement initiative in upcoming year. Now, for our franchisee business, we have delivered the adequate performance in quarter three FY24. We have performed 362 surgeries at our SOC unit in quarter three FY24. The total revenue from our COSO business is around 1.4 crore, grew by 13.3% on YOY basis. The revenue from COSO business is at 0.74 crore, grew by 6.1% on YOY basis. We have generated revenue of 5 crore in COSO and 2.8 crore in COSO, with 56.5% and 28.7% growth, respectively, on nine-month basis. Our next SOC unit at Rajkot is on satisfactory progress, and we are expected to get operationalized tentatively by the end of this year or start of Q1 2025. We have been incredibly selective in our choice of potential partners from the many inquiries we have received so far. To maintain the reputation of our strong brand, we follow a clear, defined process and strict criteria when making this selection. Looking forward, we have a strong sense of optimism about seeing positive development in the upcoming quarter of this fiscal year. Our primary focus remains on utilizing our expertise and excellence in orthopedics, with the goal of establishing more than 40 Shalby franchisees hospitals across India within the next 4 to 5 years. For our home care business, we have served 22,045 patients in current year, with a growth of 13% in patient count in similar period of last year. Revenue from home care business is at 11 crore in the 9 months FY24, versus 7 crore in 9 months FY23, with 52% growth during the said period. Further, we are happy to inform that we have acquired a majority stake in Sanaan International Hospital, that is the PK Hospitals Private Limited, with a control of 87.26% equity stake by investing rupees 102 crore as primary and secondary infusion. This will help Shalby to accelerate its presence in the Delhi/NCR region, with the vision to scale up international business and also to consolidate its presence in northern part of India. This facility is located at prime location of Gold Coast Road, Gurgaon, with a land parcel of 1.27 acres, which has been taken on the long-term lease with a total built-up area of 125,000 square feet. The current capacity of facility is 130 beds and can be expanded to the level of 180 beds with additional capex. At present, the hospital generates around 68% business from international market, which comprise 43% from Middle East, 15% from Africa, 8% from CIS, and remaining from others, catering to more than 60 countries. Sanaan offers comprehensive advanced surgical care in specialties such as cancer, heart, blood, marrow transplant, kidney and liver transplant, bone and joints, and neuroscience, among other specialties. Now coming to our implant business. Our implant business has delivered positive EBITDA in third quarter of current year due to continuous improvement in operational efficiency and better procurement cost. The revenue is at moderate level of 21.5 crore in quarter 3 FY24 versus 14.7 crore in quarter 2 FY24. Now it gives me immense pleasure to introduce Mr. Deepak, who has joined our group as Global Chief Business Officer on 9 January 2024. Deepak holds a degree in engineering from Mumbai University, postgraduate diploma in general management from Narasimha Mohanty Institute of Management Studies, and is an alumni of INSED. Deepak has 2 decades of leadership experience across industries, including medical device, telecom, IT, education tech, in a various of leadership roles. Prior to joining our organization, Deepak was working with various leadership roles in Baidu, J&J, Airtel, Tyco Electronics, etc. As global CBO, Deepak will directly drive company implant business globally. Now I would like to hand over to Mr. Deepak, Global Chief Business Officer of Shalby Limited, to give an outlook on the implant business and their performance in more detail. Thank you.
Thank you, Amit, and good afternoon to everyone. Our implant business has delivered another consecutive quarter of positive EBITDA in quarter three financial year 2024. Because of the growth that we have seen in this quarter, along with continuous improvement that is happening through process improvement in the production shop floor, us securing much improved procurement prices from our multiple vendors, and we now having a tight control on our operational expense. The revenue has been at INR 21.5 crores in the last quarter, which has delivered a growth of 46% over the previous quarter. The supply challenges, even though have not been fully solved, but we've started to show some green shoots across portfolios. We've seen a surge in our business across our Uni.Knee, which is branded as Tux, both in U.S. and India. Unfortunately, there has been delay in the launch of several new products, including our new Total Knee, branded Ambition, that is expected to be a blockbuster in India, Indonesia, and the U.S. market. We've also seen a delay in our Tendon offering for the CKS Knee and Tux Uni.Knee. Our supply chain woes were compounded by further unforeseen delays in producing many complicated engineering drawings for our implants and instruments, as well as providing quality approvals to many of our third-party vendors through qualified FDA auditors in outside U.S. countries. The contribution in sales mix stands at U.S. contributing to 43% of the business, India 53%, and the others contributing 4%, others predominantly being Indonesia and Japan in the last quarter. We have also seen a surge in our hip business that has contributed to our growth, and the product mix stands at knees contributing to 71% and hips contributing to 29%. As a part of our continued initiatives to educate our surgeons on our product and procedures, in the last quarter, we have trained more than 40 surgeons across our Tux and hip implants. The growth also came from additions of new key opinion leaders, surgeons, and hospitals across geographies starting to use our product. Our core leadership team at SAT have jotted down the top priorities for execution in the next quarter, which are receipt of the full instrumentation of our Tux that would enable us to go for a full commercial launch in India, Indonesia, and the U.S. That would help us recoup sales for our Uni.Knee. Launching our Tendon CKS in quarter four, financial year 2024, that would be used in India, along with a couple of centers in the U.S. that would fetch a larger profit for SAT. Accelerating production of our lower-cost implants and instruments across multiple vendors, that would help dramatically improve supplies to clear back orders in India and Indonesia. Engaging our prospects to participate in various virtual and face-to-face training and educational programs and live surgeries by our designer knee and hip surgeons. We are confident that this would help us tremendously in gaining surgeons' confidence and support. Our participation at the current AAOS conference in the U.S. is a testament to the same, where we have a CME with 25+ surgeons registered to understand Tux, hips, and our future pipeline and roadmap. We've added three engineers who will focus on growing our engineering team with addition to op team members to accelerate the projects that are direct contributors to our growth roadmap at SAT. We would continue to strengthen our sales team and add more feet on the ground, both in the U.S. and India. Entering new territories like Malaysia, Argentina, and Middle East countries by the end of this year. Continuous focus on smart procurement and reducing operational costs on day-to-day basis to achieve the target of being self-sustainable in due course of time. We remain confident enough to significantly improve our implant business results through accelerating the launch of our new products, winning new accounts, adding new territories, and new experienced salespeople, continuously improving our operational efficiency, and furthermore, substantially bring down our procurement and day-to-day operational costs to add more towards operating profits. With all these key strategies, relentless and ruthless execution will be the key to our success in the near future, with having the right people and leadership in place. This, in turn, will contribute to the ongoing creation of sustainable value for all stakeholders at Shelby Limited. Thank you.
Now we can open the call for the Q&A.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone phone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use your handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Pinaki Banerjee from AUM Capital Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. Sir, in slide 15, we see that the revenue breakup for the previous 8 months and for arthroplasty was 43% and is now 38%, while critical care and general medicine was 9%, now it is increased to 13%. So can we really fairly assume that now we are actually diversifying into other arenas? And what and in the coming time, what is the ballpark percentage we can expect to see in this division?
Yeah, so it's a good question. In fact, we have seen that some of the newer units like Jaipur, Naroda, and Jaipur as well as Jabalpur, these have done extremely well and have demonstrated between a 20 and 35% kind of growth, both on top and bottom line. So, you know, yes, we are expecting significant growth to come in from these hospitals even going forward, because there is a lot of capacity unlocking which is yet to be done in these units.
Okay. And, sir, last question. Actually, in the PL statement, actually, when you have there's a reduction in this other expenses as well as material consumed. So, actually, can you spell out what is the main reason for this?
Yeah. Can you just repeat your question? You are talking on
the PL statement in the materials consumed and the other expenses have shown a year-on-year decline.
Yeah.
Can you elaborate and what are the reasons for this?
Correct. So in this quarter compared to the previous quarter in the same year, the medical work as a percentage of the total work was more than the surgical work. So because of that, you know, the material consumption has been slightly on the lower side. Also, there has been a significant exercise carried out across the group level to kind of rationalize the supply chain and optimize and bring in the efficiency. Both of these have contributed to a 2.5% kind of EBITDA improvement in this quarter.
Okay, sir. Fine, sir. Then that's all from me and all the best for the future.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Bino from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening. A couple of from my side. Sorry, I couldn't understand completely from your initial comments. What is the latest update on the franchise beds in Rajkot and the new facility in Nashik?
So, Rajkot, we have mentioned that will come by the end of this quarter, start of the next quarter, and Nashik is in progress.
For Nashik, you know, we are dependent on the developer, you know, who is the partner with us, and there has been a significant delay on their side to be able to deliver on the commitments they've made to us. And, you know, I think in one of the earlier calls we have mentioned that we, as soon as we receive, you know, the building as is, as it is expected from them, based on the commitment, we will take between 3 to 4 months to operationalize the hospital. But having said that, at the moment, we don't have a timeline. We are expecting it to happen soon. I'm not able to give you a timeline on that. And also to add to that, there is no capital employed from Shelby Limited or any of its subsidiaries for the Nashik opportunity.
Are you audible? Hello?
The line for the current participant seems to have been disconnected. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Heat One from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Am I audible, sir?
Yes.
Hello. Yeah. So my one question would be like, in the implant business, I'm looking at a geographical sales mix. So for the previous quarter, we used to look higher contribution from US. But now India is like at 60%, 57-60%. So any possible reason for that, or it's a one-time impact like?
So I think there are two things that are happening. If you would have looked at it from a growth standpoint, right, you would see that from last year same time quarter to this quarter, we've had US being flat and outside US contributing to a large percentage of this growth that's coming. That's prime. We've not lost anything, but because of the implant issues, there has been a delay in our growth. So those surgeries we would be able to get back very soon.
And just to add one more thing in terms of the revenue growth, US has grown from 1.17 million to around 1.66 million in this quarter compared to last quarter. And outside of US has grown from 0.6 to 1.12. So there is a growth in both the territory, geography basically.
Thank you, sir. Sir, are we still alluding with our target of 100 million sales like in the next by FY27, your previous guidance, right?
So I think from a vision standpoint, we still stay committed. The way we look at it is, this is just a delay. The market is still growing, and then it's just a matter of work that we would have to put in a lot more later to get the market share gaining and going forward. So I don't think there is any change in the vision that we want to achieve in the next 5 years.
And secondly, on the Sanar Hospital, sir, could you please show some points, like when are we going to scale up like fully and like timeline and all?
Yeah, so this is as we have kind of shared earlier, it's a 180 bed kind of hospital facility in terms of capacity, and we are already having about 130 beds which are operational there. And it has some of the high-end specialties. In fact, what is very unique about this hospital is that 70% of the top line that is generated here is from international business, 30% is from domestic business. It does one of the it does some of the most high-end treatments which are done in tertiary quaternary care hospitals in India. It does a lot of bone marrow transplants, kidney transplants, liver transplants, and has all the offerings that every other Shelby unit offers for a total comprehensive kind of care. What we believe is that, because of the ongoing run rate of that particular hospital in terms of the revenue it has been generating, we believe 120 to 150 crores will be the right target, for this hospital for the next 12 months from now. And given the kind of ARPOB that we are able to generate over there, which has been over 1 lakh rupees in the past, we believe that we will be able to add significant top line to our existing hospital business through this hospital over the next 3 to 4 years.
Thank you, sir. That helps, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask questions may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Bino from Elara Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi. Sorry, I got dropped out. I was asking about any further update on the Mumbai.
There's a lot of noise just a minute.
Hello, can you hear me?
We can.
Yeah, sorry. I was asking about any further update on the Mumbai Santa Cruz plan.
Yeah, so the update there is that the trust had the obligation to kind of apply for charity commissioner's permission and you know, receive the you know, kind of, and kind of complete other formalities before handing over the premises to us. So they have done the needful. It is, the ball is in their court, but we are hoping and they've given us a timeline of the next 3 to 4 months by which they should be able to hand over the property to us, after which we will be doing the, completing the other formalities like, you know, going for permission from the BMC and working closely with the architects to put up the structure.
Understood. On this Sanar Hospital acquisition, what is the debt on the book front of the company, the PK Healthcare?
So the long-term debt is close to around 38 crore, and the working capital outstanding is around 7.5 crore.
So total only 15 crores, 1.5 around.
No. 45, 38 and 7.
30, oh, okay, 38, 45, okay. Understood. And finally, Amit, at a control level, what sort of tax rate are we looking at for this year and next year? It's been quite a bit up and down, quite high.
Can you repeat again?
Yeah, at a consolidated level, what sort of tax rate are we looking for this year and next year?
Look, on the console level, if you are saying the funding what we have done for Sanar right now, that is from our internal accrual, 102 what we have done. We are going with the debt equity mix of 50-50 from the bankers and from our side. So the 50 crores of cash infused by the company, that will impact the net cash position of the company from company side. Apart from that, in the implant business, in the next 12 months, looking after the product what we are going to launch, PKS Gold and the Ambition, maybe another 15 to 20 crores of working capital upside we are going to see. So around 70 crores of cash utilization from the current level will be there. But on the other side, the company is going to generate the cash into the next 12 months. So we are seeing that position will remain same or improve the net cash position.
Sorry, my question was on tax rate, corporate tax rate at the consolidated level.
Yeah, so the MAT will, we will get exhausted by the end of the next year. Thereafter, we will be in the regular tax rate.
Okay, understood. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Shamira, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. I have two questions. I was going through your investor presentation of current quarter as well as the last quarter. So I noticed the difference that earlier you were guiding that the company will be opening 50 franchises, but now the target has been downgraded to 40 franchises. I mean, is my understanding correct or am I missing something?
No, your understanding is correct. But we have changed slightly our strategy in couple of locations where we want to go with the franchising model, like Delhi, where we have come with our own hospital. So in that location, we are cutting down some franchising. There are other investment opportunity we are exploring. So if that is coming in the form of our own hospital, then we will see some reduction in the franchising business. So we are seeing the 40 going forward into the next 4 to 5 years.
Okay, and currently we have 6 operating franchises as of date.
Yeah, 6 including Mumbai, Zainova.
Okay. I'm sure that segment which has been presented in the investor presentation by the name of Shalby Academy, is this a complete social initiative or is this a part of our business segment?
Yeah, it is, as you rightly guessed it, it is a social outreach and a platform to upskill youngsters for various courses and skill in healthcare ventures. And we have been doing it for last 7 years, but we are now in a very, you know, recruited stage. Every year we train around 1,500 to 2,000 students, and all of them get, you know, job immediately after their training is completed or their course is completed. And currently we have also got affiliation and partnership with 6 of the universities in India and 2 of the other healthcare education platform in Australia. So the work is going on very well, but it is more of a reputation building and social outreach for our group.
Okay, so we don't count any of the revenues from this segment, right?
Not in a big way, significantly, but yes, there are revenue getting created from this, but very not very significant numbers.
Okay, thank you so much and all the best for future.
Thank you.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Surya Patra from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes. This opportunity, my first point, the Sanar Hospital. So obviously this is a strategic move to acquire a company, acquire a hospital, having presence in the NCR region and having a kind of a stronger revenue mix from the international customers or patients. So. Do you anticipate any kind of a cross-selling in terms of therapeutic presence and all that for of Selvi? So do you anticipate any cross-selling advantage from that hospital in terms of any specific strength that is getting added and that can have a kind of a positive impact to the overall chain of Selvi?
Yeah. So there will be a major impact of that because we see a lot of synergies coming along. Shalvi has a huge clientele in the northern region, including Delhi and NCR. And, we will be able to address it a lot better with the Sanar Hospital, now as part of Shalvi Hospital. So that will be a major advantage and we will be able to kind of see the changes on an immediate basis as we, kind of start the integration.
Okay. And regards the medical tourism opportunity for the group as a whole, will this play a role and how important and significant that could be going ahead because of this acquisition, sir?
Yeah, so in fact, as I said earlier, it already does 70% of international work. It has clinics in more than 10 international cities, at present where they are conducting regular OPDs, they are consulting patients, doing telemedicine, and they will be able to use our network. So Shalvi will be able to use their network now and across these 10 cities. And Sanar will be able to use Shalvi's network in Middle East and Africa over and above this. So overall, there will be, an advantage for both Sanar as well as Shalvi from the medical tourism standpoint.
Okay. What in terms of the profitability of the acquired assets, at what level that they are operating at in terms of EBITDA and all?
So this hospital started close to around 20 months back. In the hospital business, if you can see, the first couple of years are EBITDA negative. They are operating at close to around 15% EBITDA negative because the occupancy level, even with the 70% of the business, are not very high. They are close to around 20-22% occupancy. But with the synergy and from the next year onwards, the occupancy will ramp up. And we are firm that we are going to have the higher single digit EBITDA in the next year and higher double digit EBITDA in the year thereafter.
Okay. Okay. Second question is on the implant business. So it seems that the business has really picked up within India well. But if you can throw some light, what has been the sales performance in the US market itself, the home market, and now your kind of initiative to tap really practically in terms of business, the Japanese and the Indonesian market and other potential export markets?
Yeah, so if you look at it, even from the US market standpoint, we've grown significantly over the previous quarter, and we would continue to launch new products as well as gain new surgeons in the United States by putting more people as well as increasing our distribution. The proof of that is a testament of the fact that I said that this year, one of the largest orthopedic congresses that happened in the United States in February, which is happening this week, we have more than 25 surgeons who have registered to just know about our new product and engage with us to understand. So the kind of efforts that are being put across distribution channels as well as through our own feet on street is acting on, is giving us the fruits. And on the other hand, we're also planning to increase our feet on street this quarter in the US, which should add in addition to the growth in the US market. Coming to the other markets, Indonesia is in the similar stage as India. We've been able to kickstart over there, but we are waiting. The supply chain is also affected the Indonesian market in a large way, so we're waiting for that to get resolved. On the Japanese market, you will see some action in this particular quarter, primarily because of reinitiating the market, and we've done some changes. We visited the market and understood something. This quarter, we've already started seeing, so January and February, we've seen some movement in the Japanese market already.
Simultaneously, you have mentioned also, sir, about introducing new products. So if you can throw some light on that, nature of the products, the strategy behind introducing those, and how important those are. Because you are anyway having a large basket of the products.
Correct. So the way the market works is very different. So one is about what we have. So if you look at it primarily, how the market is, the orthopedic market is, there is primary knee, then there is uni, then there is primary hip. And then also within the primary knee, the market keeps moving very fast. So if you look at the large players in the orthopedic place, each one of them only in the primary knee portfolio would have minimum 3 to 4 brands, right? So in our case, currently what we are looking at are two brands with two extensions to that those products, which is the CKS being a primary knee with an extension of gold into it, which will significantly add to our both top line and bottom line. And Ambition being the new age knee, which is again a primary knee with an extension of gold into it, right? So these are the two primary knees that we have, and Tux being our unicompartmental knee. And then hips, right now we have only one brand at this juncture, which is our taper set and CS2. So how we are looking at the market is two primary knees is important because knee is the largest market in the orthopedic space, and having two primary knees with two different products and specifications depending upon the surgeon's choice is important to have, and that's how we're looking at it.
Okay. Just last one bit on the way forward for the implant business. So let's say there is a well dotted down future plan for tapping newer markets and all that, but let's say with all your effort and all that, what visible business progress one should expect for this segment over next 3-year period?
So I think the 5-year vision still stays the same. I mean, making that into a 3-year and 4-year is going to be only a pathway towards that 5 thing, right? It's just a journey towards that 5. So like I said earlier, we are committed to that 5-year mission and we still stay to it. It's a very simple game of trying to get the supply in place at the right cost, and demand for us so far has not been such a large challenge with the right people, right leadership, right team on the front. We're very, very confident that we should be able to get our both top line and supply coming at the right cost to us. We should be able to deliver the bottom line too.
Okay. Okay. Sure, sir. Thank you. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Nishit Shah from Ambika FinCap Consultants Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, this is Dhruv. Congratulations on a really good set of numbers. I have three questions. First is on your implant business. So you had guided for 110 to 120 crores of implant revenue this year. Do you want to revise this downward, considering first three quarters we have hardly done around 50 odd crores?
So, we are committed to deliver at the same level where we are right now in the last year. So, quarter four is really aggressive task for us. But looking after the plan what we have, we are confident that we are going to achieve the similar kind of revenue as compared to last year.
Okay. My second question is, can you just guide us, how much did Sana deal YTD till now? Well, last year they did 67 crores. YTD, what is the revenue they are clocking right now?
So they have done close to around 72 crores in around 70 crores in 9 months of the year.
Okay. And last question is on your SOIC business. How many franchisee hospitals apart from Rajkot are we planning to open next year?
So as I mentioned, we are exploring multiple opportunities. We are working right now on 4 or 5 opportunity, and we are going through the DD process and business evolution. So there are a lot of opportunity which are always be on our desk, and we have to decide which one we have to choose. So we are continuously working towards that, and we will inform once we have the right opportunity towards the franchise business.
Yeah, we have also added 30, we've made a list of 30 cities where we would like to have our franchisee hospitals. So in these 30 cities, we will be continuously evaluating different opportunities. As and when, there's something that materializes, we will be sharing it.
Sure, sir. Thank you so much. And thanks for the opportunity.
The next question is from the line of Rikesh Parikh from Rockstud Capital. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on good set of numbers. My first question is on implant business. If I look at it for the Q3 with Q2, the margins have declined substantially. Probably it seems because of the mix more in India. So how we should be looking at the implant business as such?
So, if I'm talking in terms of the performance for the current year, even with the lower sales, we are able to maintain the EBITDA margin. The first and second quarter, even with the low sales, but with the high sale in US, low sale in India, we are able to maintain the EBITDA at the break-even kind of thing. In the quarter three, definitely if we have the more US sales as compared to the earlier quarter, we have the higher EBITDA, but as the sales are high into the India, where the margin has been suppressed, but still we are maintaining the positive EBITDA framework for the implant business.
So, man, I just wanted to know, what kind of EBITDA level we should be looking at going forward next year or so, with even Indonesia, Southeast Asia coming in as such. But how we should be looking at this business?
Looking after the kind of the way we are progressing, we mentioned earlier also, next year will be the highest single-digit margin. We have the EBITDA, and down the line, two to three years, we will be in the higher double-digit margin.
Okay. Thank you, that's all. Second is on our growth strategy. So two of our large greenfield project, Mumbai and Nasik, are facing inordinate delay as such. So are we looking at acquisition more as an opportunity, or how one should be looking at?
Yeah, so we are looking at both opportunities right now because we were in a net cash position. We also pursued an acquisition strategy because we could work on something which is already operational and would add to the top and bottom line straight away. At the same time, we have greenfield projects planned as well. So like, for example, Mumbai is a greenfield project for us. And, we are looking at building it from scratch. It will take 3 to 4 years from now, to kind of operationalize that facility. So it will be a mix of both greenfield, brownfield, as well as acquisitions, depending on the opportunity that we get. As long as they are in the geographies which are strategic in nature for us.
Thank you. That's it so much, sir.
Thank you. And the next question is from the line of Dilip Rao, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for the opportunity. I just wanted to understand what would be the occupancy levels and the margin profile going forward in the next few quarters. Thank you.
Yeah, so if you see, you know, the occupancy this year has, this quarter has grown about 8% for us. If you look at the first 9 months growth, the occupancy has grown double digit for us. So we can expect that, you know, we'll be able to grow the occupancy levels at an absolute level in the existing facilities at about 15 to 18% level with an ARPOB increase of 3 to 6%. So overall, 20 to 22% growth is what we foresee. Having said that, you know, this growth will be higher because, you know, there will be inorganic opportunities that the company may pursue, like, for example, the Sanar Hospital deal that just went through. So in which case, you know, the inorganic growth and the new capacity addition will be an addition to the number I mentioned.
And the margin profile, do you see any improvement on that?
Yeah, I think the margin profile, if you see the first 9 months of this year compared to last year, you know, the EBITDA margins now are at a 25-26% kind of level in the hospital's business. And, you know, we are still at a 50-52% kind of occupancy level at some of these hospitals. So there is, you know, a big factor of operating leverage which will come in and play out over the next 2 to 3 years in these facilities. So you will definitely see a margin expansion.
Okay, thank you. One more question. Apart from Sanar, how many more beds would be operational? Any more beds from our existing facilities would be operational in Q4 and next year?
Well, I think the way Jaipur and Naroda, Surat, as well as Jabalpur have done and performed, you know, we will shortly have to reassess and, you know, operationalize more beds in the existing facilities, you know, to be able to meet the demand.
Okay. Thank you so much for answering the question.
The next question is from the line of Rohan Vora from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. And sorry if the question is repetitive. I actually got disconnected in the so, sir, what could be the sir, low occupancy, 8.4% growth occupancy?
You are not audible.
And hello.
Yeah, you are not audible.
Hello. Is it better now?
Yeah.
Hello, Rohan, sir. Your voice is breaking.
Yes?
Your voice is breaking, sir.
Hello, is it better now?
Yes, sir, it's better.
Hello. So, sir, my question was that what could be the reason that, you know, our growth has been 8% in our core business and occupancy has also grown on that lines. So while we are guiding for, you know, 14-15% growth in occupancy. So what could be the reason for that?
Sorry, your question, I'm not able to, I couldn't hear half of the question. Can you please repeat?
Sure. So sir, what is the reason that, you know, our core business has grown by around 8%? In this quarter. So what could be the reason for that?
Well, you know, the cold surgeries which are usually planned, you know, we have seen that the growth in those planned surgeries was not as, you know, we had planned and, you know, what usually is the case. But we believe that this has, and we have seen that this has been the case across all the hospitals, so it is not something region specific. But I think what from the, yeah, the way we are seeing Jan and Feb going, I think there has been a lot of spillover from Q3 quarter into Q4 of this year. So I think it's more of that. So the way I would look at it is that, you know, in quarter one and quarter two, we grew at 20% on the hospital business. In this quarter, the growth has been slightly on the lower side at 11%. But on an annual basis, we believe that this 18 to 20% growth will be definitely achieved by the hospital business.
Understood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. That was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Pathak, CFO from Shelby Limited, for closing comments.
Thank you, everybody, for joining the call. We will connect again into the next quarter. Apart from that, if you have any questions, you can reach out to our investor email ID. Thank you.
On behalf of Elara Securities Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.